Let's kick ass.
Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
So, hello everyone. I'm going to have a little bit of a quiet break this morning. I'm actually stayed over last night with Jack Canfield at his home with his beautiful wife, Inga. And I thought I'd do a podcast. This is my first podcast on the road. It's about 7 a.m. I've just spent about the last hour just enjoying the grounds of Jack's property. It's in Santa Barbara. It's just beautiful. Beautiful in so many ways. One of my philosophies that I love to teach about is that the heart is really an extension of the home, or the home is an extension of your heart, is probably the better way to say that. And that truly, when we have an open heart, it's so much easier to have an open home. And what I found last night, this is my first time at Jack and Inga's home, but just from the very experience of the feeling as you pull up, the openness, the warmth, the genuineness, everything that Jack writes about in his 233 books that he's co-authored or authored is reflective on exactly who he is. You know, and we spent the day filming together yesterday with John Gray and Stuart Emery, and it really made me start to sort of ponder the journey so far in my own life. And when I think back to when I was 15 and angry, and you know, in doing drugs and smoking. I was smoking 20, 40 cigarettes a day and drinking all the time and just not in a great space. But certainly, as I sit here right today, and I often teach on the principle, as you become the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And I was quoting when I was filming yesterday, I was actually being interviewed by Jack for his Inner Circle club that he has. And I was quoting Warren Buffett. I was saying that one of the great attributes of leadership is this ability to be stable, stability, to offer stability. It's one of the four characteristics that there was a poll done of 10,000 people. And I spoke about this on the last podcast, so I won't go there right now. But the quote I used on that podcast, which was, you know, surround yourself with people that are better than you, and you drift in that direction. And it's incredible. As I walk through and we late last night, we sat up, we laughed, and Inga made a great home, just a home-cooked meal. We sat around and just laughed and told jokes and then started to dream and talk about some things that we could do together. But I realized this morning as I'm walking around and sort of really just loving what they've created here. I mean, it truly is one of the most remarkable sanctuaries of spirit, I suppose. I've never used that term before. That's what just came to me. I'm actually sitting outside right now down by this gorgeous little barn overlooking the paddock. You can hear the birds in the background probably. I'm not sure how this mic picks up when it's roaming. But certainly this idea of the inspiration I feel to do more being around someone like Jack. And I feel like yesterday was something, because I've known Jack a long time, and we I would say that friendship to me is something that really is a process of discovery. I'm not one of these people that use, oh, he's my friend, lightly, and even over all these years, I would never have considered Jack and I to be good friends, just certainly acquaintances and lots of respect. But last night was one of those journeys spending the whole day together was that journey into discovery of each other's spirit and to realize how much we share and really walking away with this deep sense of admiration and love and respect and understanding that our friendship really started in a beautiful way yesterday. And I feel very, very blessed today. And it's not because it's Jack. And I find that because I don't have starstruck eyes, even though everyone who's in our profession, it's always good to drop a name here and there because, it gives hope. And really, you know, that's what we do. We, in our profession, you know, even if it's conscious or unconscious, but delivering hope is one of those things that we should all do. I think that, because we're really all, I always think that we can't, my job isn't to change the world, it's to change the world I'm in, to change the world I'm aware of. It'd be great to think I can have a massive impact, and hopefully one day that will occur. However, the idea of being able to shift and change my own world, and that's what I say with Jack. It's not, he's just an ordinary man, a teacher, who does extraordinary things and has really attracted to him some of the greatest and most beautiful people, and by proxy into my life, because I'm in Jack's life and I hang in the same circles. So I feel very, very blessed and privileged. But what I really look at, and that's what I love about his wife Inga, is how real she is and how grounded and so wonderful, and just watching her feed and in such an again, just a completely open-hearted way. And realizing, you know, there's a great chance if Jack was still just teaching and going to a normal kind of profession, as it were, that this would be exactly the same. I don't think the heart would have changed. Maybe the numbers in the bank account could have changed, because probably, you know, I mean, Jack shared a story, not yesterday, but the last time we were together, in regards to his Chicken Soup for the Soul book when he first started with the idea. There were people in his team that really thought it was a terrible idea and poo-pooed it. Like this. I mean, the Kick-Ass Live, I had a Facebook message today, which was really interesting for me, because it comes from someone I deeply care about, who's saying that, you know, some people are taking offense to the name. And that's right. And I'm sure those people take offense to a lot of things. And that's what I said to him. I said, look, you know, the one thing I was careful about with choosing the name, I actually went to some people I deeply respect that have very, very deep religious and spiritual values, and express their faith openly. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to check in to see if there was any burn there, if it was something that really made their hair curl. And I couldn't tell you how it was like, oh, I love it. It's so great. It's so refreshing. And then watching Jack yesterday, Jack looks at his staff and said, well, that's a great name. I love this name, you know. And then he did a video for the Kick-Ass Life. And he's going to be one of our guests. He's going to be on a lot. I know that. Some of the dreams we conjured up yesterday are going to be so extraordinary. I don't want to share them right now, but I certainly will as they unfold. But I suppose the theme of this is I took the time, because I really should be running to the airport, and I'm sort of whispering into this microphone, is this idea of extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. And I feel that. I feel this ordinary heart and an ordinary soul really elevated into a much more conscious way of living and being. And that's what I feel. I feel in every pore of Jack's body and Inga's body and the family and the people they attract. Stuart Emery stayed over last night. He's another, really, someone I have such deep, from the moment I ever heard him speak on stage and then when we got to know each other, just deep respect for his straightforward approach to life and his brilliance. I was inspired, and I'm going to have him on the show, so I don't want to talk too much about what he teaches about. Unbelievable, and it's the years and years and years in this industry and in life. He flew his plane up here to see Jack. He's a pilot, and again, this idea of each one of us being ordinary, and what is it we want to do that's extraordinary, and what could each of us decide today? And that's what I felt, this inspiration walking. Jack has this massive library. His office is really reflective of everything he thinks. And there's shelves and shelves and shelves of books that everyone he's been a part of. But then he has a whole library. He had to convert an old garage into a continuous library. And he needs another one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of books. And so that idea of, you know, leaders are readers is true. He said he was used to read a book a day. And really, you know, putting great things in and being inspired by the greatness, inspired, you know, investing in this podcast on a regular basis, a weekly basis. And as you can tell now, I'm putting out two a week, one with me personally and one with a guest. And the one with me personally, it's funny, I got a email or a Facebook actually. No, it was an email yesterday from somebody who said my first one was rambling all over the place. It didn't make any sense, blah, blah, blah. This is someone I care about. And I took it very to heart that, you know, as I start rolling this out is having themes and getting your input. I really want the input to help guide this process to create exactly what you want. And I'm really open to that discovery. Last night I was in tears. I was laying in bed in tears as we discovered. We launched the podcast 48 hours ago, and with a real clean intention. The clean intention was to have 1 million subscribers and really bring this brand of personal development, which is this authenticity and truth. And open-heartedness and joy of living and wonder and appreciation and gratitude and all the things that I truly subscribe to, which isn't this hard thing to understand, because I think we all understand it at a very, very deep level. So many hearts closing down. So you know, but I laid in bed last night and tears in my eyes as we realized we hit number one spot in the self-help category of podcasts in the world on iTunes. And on episodes, we hit number 2, 3, and 4 spots. And so I jokingly said, look, let's get all 10 spots filled. And how to do that is really that this is meaningful. And if it's meaningful, you know, that you can share this. And the other way is for you to take the time. And I know it's inconvenient because I'm not a techie, but to go onto iTunes, and we put a tutorial on our site where you can learn how to go and do this, but you need to register on iTunes and it just need a username and password. It's really simple. You need to go and write a review and give us a star rating and keep us in the forefront so that as we improve, remember, this is only week. Well, we've only launched officially, let's be honest, 48 hours ago. But obviously I'm recording a number of people in advance, obviously getting a sense and feel and attempting to hone the craft, but really having your input, believing this is yours. This isn't about Dave Wood's ego, although ego is I like my ego. I mean, I have it, and I realize that I like being selfless, but there is something great to know that you hit number one, and then my ego does have a little dance in the back of my head, and that's all right. However, I don't feel it's mine. I keep saying the word we. And Stuart said that like in the kitchen last night when we were yakking. You know, Stuart Emery, again, he's going to be a guest. When you hear what he has to share about, you know, it's going to blow your mind. And he talked about, I long ago let go of the word I and replaced it with the word we. And it's so, so true. You know, this is we. This is ours. Without you, it's nothing. I'm just sitting in my living room all right now in the most beautiful garden and sharing this with you. So this idea of what do we want to do with this and how do we bring it to the world? Would you take the time and go and, you know, write a review, an honest review and rate this and continue talking about it and sharing it? There's a car just going by here. And you know, continue sharing it. It's actually a car coming onto the property, so it's not like we're on a main road or anything. Share it with people and talk about it. We're in 16 countries as of yesterday with the first 48 hours. And incredibly, 2 people from Russia. That's funny. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, oh my God, that's my dream was to talk to the world and bring a conversation that we can all talk about. And Amanda, she posted a first question on Facebook, and I was able to answer that in my opening podcast. This is the garden is just arriving, so you'll have to excuse us as we have this truck in the background. So Amanda posted the first question, but that, again, you know, if you want to, I'll tell you who I'm going to yak to, and if you want to join me on Facebook, David Wood Training, and my personal page is David T.S. Wood. But just come and you know, offer ideas and questions and things you're curious about with these people. What do you want to know? and we'll do this together. You know, we'll build this together. And as I'm sort of sitting here and I'm thinking that in a few minutes I have to leave here for my flight, again, I want to reach out and talk about the world that you live in. And what is it that we can do today, each of us, to bring our own light to the world, to have the courage to open the heart and to really to really share ourselves and allow our authentic light out. Because that's the thing I find with most of us is we're hiding out. And I think that, you know, one of the keys to really living an authentic life is to really go on that road of authentic discovery, and the pathway of that is truth. So that was the gardener just coming by. And so you know, this idea and discovery of truth. Hola. And truth is a tough one, because it's you know, tell the truth all the time with compassion is my 8 most favorite words. And really, whether there's some truths that we need to tell ourselves first, and then tell ourselves first, and really look at how do we share the truth of how we really are, who we really are. How do we remove the masks? And I always say that, you know, I look at someone, I ask the question, look, say when you're with your closest friend, and you're, you know, when you're, the guards are all down and you're just being yourself. And we know that feeling. It's like coming home. And how do we do that everywhere? And that's a practice that I truly feel is an area I have authority to speak about. Because I feel that whether you come to my home or whether I'm on stage or in front of thousands of people, I feel that, you know, the person I am shows up. But it's a practice, because I lied and I hid out for a lot of my life. So maybe that's a challenge today, is to think about how can you start showing up as you are with your closest friend at work. One of the things when Jack was interviewing me yesterday, he asked me the question. He said, "Dave, I know you teach a lot on going first. Can you describe what that's all about?" And I talked about, you know, I believe everyone's waiting for somebody else to go first. And some of you are regular students of mine, and you've heard me say this hundreds of times probably. And I keep saying it because it's something that I have to remind myself to always be willing to go first, to hug first, to laugh first, to say hello first, to smile first. And maybe there's a neighbor you don't know. Maybe it's time to go and knock on next door neighbor's door and invite him over for a cup of tea, or take him a pie, or, you know, how do you open your home and your heart, like Jack is for me, and bring people in, have an open fridge, maybe throw a party. Oh, it's one of my favorite things to do is throw parties, and I always bring in a live band. And we have so much fun just dancing and having fun. I mean, getting all your closest friends together and just having a, you know, potlucks are great because they don't cost much. You know, you can just, everyone bring some food. It's all, everyone's co-creating what's going on. And so that's a way that you can think about it. So opening up the heart, opening up your home, telling your truth. Maybe there's someone you need to share the truth with. And here's a trick with telling the truth. Always ask permission. When I have to say something that's a little harder, the idea is to say, hey, would it be okay? Can I share? Do you mind if I share a little bit about or something I need to share with you? Can I have your permission? Sorry, I'm walking now. I've got to start heading towards the car. And my goodness, the views are stunning. I'm just walking by. I'll give you a little description here. There's lime trees and there's oranges and the most beautiful purple flowers I've ever seen overlooking the barn. I'm just walking up this hillside with these big palm trees and this beautiful house nestled into the most lush foliage and combinations of colors and flowers I've ever seen. So you can see I'm... As the person who wrote to me the other day said, you're scattered all over the place. Yep, that's me. Little scatty squirrel. So there's our challenge, is really to tell that truth. Ask permission. Share your truth. And what I find is truth has a way of bringing people closer together. And sometimes it's hard for people to get used to the truth, to be told the truth, and then It can be foreign. And in the foreignness of truth, it can be scary. So you have to be patient. And if there's a truth you need to tell of someone that's hurting you or has been, don't expect it to change. Someone shared this with me. When I made it right with my mom and I were estranged for a long time. And when I sort of, somebody said to me one time, she said, you know, you need to go and sort that out. You need to go and speak to your family and just share your truth. And this is when I used to was at a stage where I was still lying all the time. And I say lying, I was just not telling the whole truth. I was exaggerating here and twisting and tweaking there. So I want to... she said to me, she said, go and say it. She said, but here's the trick. She said, don't expect her to even acknowledge any of the things you say. Don't expect her to say sorry. Don't expect anything. Just share the truth. And she said, that what it does, it takes it from you and it's into them now. Instead of me carrying it, then she can carry it. And there's that great saying that says, you know, holding on to anger or hurt or judgment or any of these things, any of the dark energies, is like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. So that's the gardeners behind me right now, just carrying the bins in. So the urge here is to, if you have to speak your truth, don't expect somebody to suddenly say, oh yeah, I'm sorry. They may not, because everyone sees the world from their own unique angle. And just when I realize, when I start telling the truth, it doesn't necessarily mean everyone else around me is ready. However, when I do, what I found is, as I stay the steady course with people, that people, my friends, find it easier and easier to speak their truth as well. Not that they don't, but just some people hiding out behind masks. You know who you are. And I know I was that person for the longest time. It takes a lot of courage. So anyway, as I wrap it up here, I'll probably say something else when I'm back home and put this together. But I want to thank you, and I'm glad that we shared this time and this morning. It's funny, I was thinking that I'd love to share this right now, this experience of how I'm feeling. I feel blown wide open and inspired to do and create more, and I feel completely loved. And I thought, who should I share this with? I'm thinking, who do I even share? I'll share you guys. So anyway, have a blessed day. Get out there, kick some ass. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
That was kick-ass.